Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I've been so looking forward to our time together as the Lord has placed on my heart passages in Scripture that I believe will just overwhelm you. They overwhelm me. They're familiar passages, but I have been so blessed by the magnitude, by the awesomeness, by the greatness of what Jesus has done for us, the marvelous that has redemption that has been provided through his sacrifice and his atoning work at Calvary. And before I begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for all that has been provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for every member of your family who's listening, brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, there may be some that don't know you, but Lord, your word says that the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance. And Father, all of us, perhaps if we were mature and accepted Jesus, we can remember that time when the Spirit of the Lord did draw us and we were willing to cast ourselves upon the mercy of the Lord, and you revealed your love and your faithfulness to us. And so, Father, I'm asking those that perhaps do not know you in a personal way, that you will continue the work of the Holy Spirit of conviction and the wooing and drawing of every heart to you, that they will come to a place, as those of us who have confessed Jesus, that we desire with all of our hearts to make you Lord of our lives. And Lord, we understand, we just know in part, we, as Paul said, we prophesy in part, and a time is coming, Lord, when that which is perfect shall come, the perfection of our salvation and redemption and sanctification, a time is coming when we will behold the glory of the Lord face to face. So, Father, I pray for every listener, Lord, that they will have that assurance and that knowledge that there is a God in heaven who loves them very personally and numbers the very hairs of their head. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I ask you to minister not only on this broadcast, but through the entire week, Lord, as we share this time together in the beauty of your word and the beauty of holiness. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, as I begin, I'd like to share a very powerful scripture found in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 10. And this refers to God's people, the saints of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And that passage of scripture says, "And they overcame him." Who's him? That's the devil, our adversary. "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Beloved, we are living in the end times. I imagine that if you are at all familiar with the current events and with the prophetic words that are going out by various ministries in the body of Christ, and not only that, by an understanding of the Word of God, we see that the literal biblical prophecies that have been penned by the prophets of old are coming to pass in our day. And if you understand that, we know that we're very close to the coming of the Lord and the return of Jesus. And so this passage of Scripture relates to the times in which we are living. We can overcome the enemy of our soul by the word of our testimony, and that alone we can spend hours speaking about. But for the purpose of our time together, we're going to concentrate on the second aspect. Actually, it's named first, and that's by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, that word overcome, by definition, because you know, Sister Judith, I love to give the actual meaning of words that we're sharing. To overcome, by definition, means to get the better of, to surmount, to overpower, to overwhelm, to gain the superiority, to win. That Greek word means to be victorious, to triumph, and this is spoken of Jesus and his followers as being victorious over the world, being victorious over all manner of evil, and being victorious over all adversaries of the kingdom of God. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Jesus said, in the world you are going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I've been victorious over everything and anything that could possibly come against you. Height, depth, and or any creature, principalities and powers, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. So, beloved, this is a powerful statement. If we will gain an understanding of what this one passage of Scripture means, we could walk in victory, understanding that what we say, the word of our testimony, will give us the victory to overcome the devil and an understanding of the blood of the Lamb. And so, beloved, what I'm going to devote this broadcast to and the subsequent broadcasts, as long as the Lord leads, is to talk about our blood covenant, our blood covenant. And to do that, we have to go back to the beginning. We'll be looking at Genesis, the third chapter, and I'll start with verse 21, but I want us to look at six principles of redemption. And Father, we just pray now that you're going to anoint your word to our hearts and minds. Lord, we know that every portion of your word was purposely placed there by the Holy Spirit, as men of old were moved on by God to write down the revelation, the very mind and heart and will of God in his relationship to man. And so, Father, there are profound, awesome truths hidden in your word. Lord, the psalmist said in Psalm 119, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And so, Father, we pray that prayer, that you will do that. Not only, Lord, your help and anointing for me to be able to share the word, but, Lord, that every listener will have the personal revelation of the Holy Spirit of the word of God to their own personal lives. And, Lord, it will fill us with joy. It will fill us with anticipation and expectation of what you are going to do. It will fill our hearts with joy, knowing that there is a place of victory that we have not yet fully walked in yet. And Lord, that by the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to bring us into that large place where we can rejoice and know that it is your desire, it is your will to bring to pass in our lives everything your word declares. Lord, we rejoice in that, and we thank you for making it manifest in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time is moving along, but what I want to do as I lay a foundation, as we look back through the eons of time to that moment before time was, before sin had entered into the human race, we're looking at chapter 3 in the book of Genesis, and we see that is the temptation that the devil placed before Adam and Eve. And I'm not going to take the time. I trust you all know that very familiar story. They succumbed. They sinned. And when they sinned, they knew they sinned. Because in verse 11, it says, verse 10, he said, Adam, I heard thy voice in the garden. He was talking about the Lord, because the Lord would come down to fellowship with them every day, walk in the coolness of the day in the garden. He said, I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. This is where fear, which has held such bondage for the human race, even as Christians in our own lives. Brother, sister, how often have you battled fear in all its various forms? That's the result of sin. That's the result of this fallen world in which we live. And so as we progress through that chapter, we see the Lord speaking to them, and he's saying, what have you done? Can you imagine? Heaven, all heaven must have stood still. They must have just froze in the momentous significance of what was occurring in the garden of the Lord when Adam and Eve, our parents, the first man and woman of the human race, sinned and disobeyed and rebelled against God. And look what, and I want to read now verses 14 following. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, speaking, the devil went into the serpent, who was the most subtle of all the creatures of the field, the word says, and he curses them. He says, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now, this is the most beautiful and important passage in verse 15. The Lord is saying, he's speaking of Jesus here, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, the seed of the devil and the seed of Christ. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now he speaks to Eve. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. To Adam, he says, because you listened to your wife, he says, he cursed the ground for his sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorn also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. And beloved, that has been the state of man. We have been, our life has been brief. It's but a vapor. We live in sorrow because of the cursed that has been upon this natural creation. Now, when Jesus came, he delivered us from the curse, but death yet is the last enemy to be put underfoot. So there's been a tremendous work of redemption started, but it will not be fulfilled until we are with the Lord. Well, I've got so much to share, and I do hope you can be with me tomorrow. I invite you to tune in. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.